All right, so give me the fresh perspective on how things went from your perspective.
Yeah, I thought we worked. We did as much as we could. We didn't get the bounce we wanted. They obviously got a lucky one there in OT, and I mean, it's not the result you want to see, but it happens. It's hockey.
Nothing to be ashamed about.
No, it was one hell of a season from us. I think brought a lot of banners into this rink, and I think every guy gave it their all.
You ever thought you'd ever be in a series where there'd be six overtimes and six of seven games where it's tied after two periods like that?
No, I don't think I ever thought of that. I mean, I don't think anyone ever thinks of that. That's insane. I mean, two tight teams that can do a lot of things, and I think we showcased that. So, it was a great series.
How did that weigh on emotions, or is that even a consideration when the games are on?
Yeah, obviously it's takes a toll on the body, but I think every guy in the room was pretty good. I mean, no one swung up or swung down. We were all on an even path, and I think emotionally we were good.
How did it feel for you? You've been here for several years now. You talked about how electric this rink was some night. Talk about the experience of how you've seen this city come together around this team in the last 3 years, and this one especially.
Yeah, I mean, this one was one of the funnest seasons I've had in a while. I mean, you'd walk around the city and everyone would know who you were and kind of know what's going on, when the games are, and you walking out of the room to go to the rink to go for the game, and you usually hear the crowd chant, and it was pretty special.
What made this group in this season so special in terms of the accolades? You know, you guys win the regular season title, you guys get the deepest playoff run of the Blades team since 1994. Just what kind of made that all click and come together?
I think just how tight of a group we were. I mean, we had every guy was as close as possible. We had we'd go out all the time, be together all the time, never leave a guy behind. And I think that was a huge reason to why we had so much success.
You know, for you, just how do you kind of look forward to the next few months here, which are going to be big in your development, whether that's professional back here at the junior level, just in terms of furthering your game as a hockey player working against the NHL?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of go back and train as hard as I can, hard as I ever have. I mean, it's going to take a lot to get to that next level, and I think everyone's made it pretty clear of what I need to do and how I need to do it. So, just get back and get in the gym.
The Milwaukee Admirals aren't in your immediate future. They're still playing, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're actually down 2-0 right now, so I think they want me to go home and rest and get working to make that next step, so that's kind of what I'm going to do.